Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is our weekly Wellness Biosciences RX 8:30 a.m. wake-up call Monday morning, and Sean and I, love to have the opportunity to come on and just share information, just kind of walk you guys through some of the things that are, specific to helping grow the business. And, we've had years of it. Now I'm happy to report, even though I'm aging myself drastically, that I've been doing this now about 28 years, and I got started when I was about 30 years old, and so you can do the math, right? So I'm genuinely excited about the topic today because, we've been walking through the various skills required, that are needed to help you build a business. And by the way, this has been a phenomenal journey for me, both on the field leadership side and the executive side, and this is by far and away the best part of the career for me, is being able to partner with my partner Sean, and I say partner because we are business partners, and in today's world you need to specify that, but Sean and I have had a phenomenal relationship for many years. It really started as many of in a previous company that I owned, and Sean was a leader in the field, and so the practical experiences that we have had in the field have helped us, kind of lay out the principles that are needed to have, to help you understand what's necessary to have success. And as we've gone through, the list of the skills that we've talked about, right, we've identified, finding prospects, or, being able to access prospects and inviting them to look at your particular product and look at your business opportunity, and then invite them to learn how to effectively invite them to be able to come to a venue and then present the product and the business opportunity, and then learning specifically how to follow up. That's a very important skill, one that I was not very good at, had to really work at that, right? And then help them understand the options of becoming a customer or a brand partner, right? And then we've been talking for the last couple of times about the things that you can do to help them get started correctly, setting the expectation, helping people understand the specifics of what they can do, and then, grow your team. Today we'll talk about by promoting events, and there's a phenomenal amount of money to make in learning how to, promote events. They always say that meetings is where you do make the money, and that's pretty simple, but it's a fact, right? So there's no doubt that technology can help us connect, people in ways that are becoming more and more effective today. There's no question. But I will tell you that the professionals in this industry know that nothing replaces the face-to-face interaction. I firmly believe that there is a certain amount of energy that every individual has, and there's a vibration of energy that they exude through their words and through their actions and through their cadence that is beyond just their words. And so that interaction of energy that occurs when people are meeting one-on-one or in small groups or in local or even bigger events, it really does have a huge impact on the long-term success of anybody's organization in this industry, I promise you. So there's, if you look at one particular type of event that's probably the most powerful, it's what we refer to as the destination event. And what we mean by that is, some companies, like our company, right, that has what we call a company-sponsored event, like the event that we have coming up, this launch event, that's a company-sponsored event. We have tickets that we sell for the event. They don't even come close to covering the cost of this event particularly, but of any event, usually, that's always the case. So you're going to find that, it's the most powerful type of event because, sometimes you can have an upline leader, or you can have somebody else that's actually promoting their own destination event. But it's really where, all the attendees typically travel to a city, they stay at a hotel, and they participate in that particular conference or that event, right? So there are people, I will tell you today in 2019, that try to argue that the destination event is dead, that the new technology in the world, the way that people won't travel for things anymore, they won't go places, they won't pay, Okay. All I can tell you is those people are not top earners in our profession. Okay. They're, if you study what successful people do in this profession to build their organizations, you'll find that they virtually every single one of them, I'm talking about that's, you know, $500,000 or $1 million a year more in earnings, virtually every one of them use destination events as the cornerstone to really build their particular business. And I just want to get that on the table, because as we now enter into becoming a fully launched company, and those of you that are on the call, virtually all of you, we have about, oh, about 34, 35 of you have either been involved with us for some period of time. Most of you are founders or people that are what we call our PPC members. And obviously there are some people that are brand new that are just kind of figuring out what we're doing. But I have to applaud you guys, because you're taking the time on Monday morning to kind of get your week started by utilizing information that might be valuable to you and to the people within your organization, which is very, very important, right? So, but there is something magical, I will tell you, when you talk about this upcoming launch event. There's something magical about getting away from your day-to-day grind. We all know this when we take vacations, right? And focusing, in this case, completely on your specific dreams. You have a total immersion, even if it's just for a weekend, right? Even if it's just for a Friday, Saturday, it is really phenomenal, because you can refocus and recommit to your particular business, to your future, and gather whatever strength is needed to go back home and do what's necessary to move your business forward. That's the value of a destination event. Now, you gain strength, obviously, from the presentations that you'll hear from the doctors and from the key people. You're going to hear a lot of testimonials. A lot of you on the phone are going to be, we're going to be asking you to come up and just share from your heart. We know the people that will be in attendance are the ones that are supposed to be there anyway, but many of you we're going to be contacting, and we're going to be making you aware that we're going to ask you to come up and do an individual testimonial. We have some people that we're going to be actually asking to do complete talks. You're going to have an opportunity to hear from, certainly Dr. Patel and Dr. Jasani. You're going to have an opportunity, to hear directly from Dr. Poonsalon, Dr. Mahmood. You're going to have an opportunity to hear. We're going to ask, Dr. Johnson. We're going to ask people that are involved within the organization that are really moving the needle in our growth opportunity to come up and just share information that might be valuable with respect to the endocannabinoid system, the practical applications of CBD. Obviously, some of the docs are going to be talking about the political framework, because they're more versed and more advanced in their understanding. They're deeply immersed and involved in our industry and where it is today and where it's going. So you're going to have an opportunity to hear all those things, and you're going to gain strength from the presentations that you're going to hear at the event. And sometimes it's as simple as a person that just says the right thing to you at the right time in your life that can really make a significant change that you were maybe not expecting. You know, when I first got involved in this industry, I had a gentleman that I had a lot of respect for, who had great success. And he said something to me that kind of stuck, and I wrote it down in a book. And I'll just tell you what it is. He just basically said in so many words, he said, "You can tell the size of the man by the size of the problem that gets him down." And, that statement went right to my heart, and it really helped me drastically ever since, because if you ever get sad or depressed, something inside of me says, is this the size of me, Barry? And I answer, no. I pick myself up and I get moving again. And I think that, it's always going to be different for you or anybody else, but I've learned that there are sometimes little things that can be said or even conveyed or talked about. And I've had, literally over the course of the last 28 years, I've had hundreds of those moments over the years at these large events. And I, I really learned a lot of things at these events when I was growing as a field leader in the industry. I gave up blaming at an event. That's one thing I remember. I decided to become a professional in this industry at an event. I realized that nobody could stop me in terms of what I was looking to accomplish at an event. I decided to go to the top of where I was in my business at an event. So the fact that I look back and I can't think of, I really personally, okay, I can't think of a single moment in my entire career where that did, where something at an event that was very, very powerful didn't happen to me. I mean, at every single one of these events, so event to event, one event to the next, I was able to gain more strength, more insight, learn from presenters. You know, another thing that you'll find that you can do is receive what I believe to be very valuable and incredible validation on your decision to be involved with Wellness Biosciences, as an example, right? So it's a concept called social proof. And it's very important because we as human beings, we're wired to seek proof for sources outside of our own thoughts and our experiences, right? That's how we are wired. We're looking for validation. We're looking for proof. And so, you know, the destination event, you'll see lots of other people have made the same decision that you've made. And that gives you a sense of validation and it gives you a sense of camaraderie and community, right? So, you know, it also allows people to, I think, overcome some of their fears of what would be required of them because they see it in other people. You know, when they start assessing what's required to actually have great success and go to the top in their company. And you know, there's another element that does occur at events, and that's some positive peer pressure, I guess. I mean, the destination event includes recognition. You're going to see people getting recognized at this event. And, you know, whoever it is that made it to the next rank or earned the top income, as we get into our award ceremony, as we continue to have these events and we start, you know, becoming a little bit more refined and have more time and put more energy and have these award events, you'll see that there are people that are going up on stage and they're being profiled and they're talking about the results that they've had. And it's phenomenal because it's great for their group to become validated and know that that decision was good for you. It could be good for them too. But when I went to an event and I was just a young guy and I saw people kind of walking across the stage that had had success, man, immediately in my mind, I said, look, I've had a conversation with that guy or that gal, and I don't think that there's anything that they can do that I can't do. I just have to learn the skills required and apply myself and I can have the same result. I mean, I know I should be, you know, having the results that they're having. I should be up on stage communicating this information. But that was just me, okay? And I believe that there's some element of that that does occur with people to help them understand that if they work hard and they put action to their plan, it can happen for them too. So in addition to being inspired personally, you know, I didn't want to, you know, frankly show up to the very next event you know, without some sort of visual improvement in my business. That was just what drove me. I was like, look, I can see where I'm at today, which is great, but I literally laid out a designated plan of action so that by the time I got to the next event that I knew I would, you know, be in that group with a significant amount of people in my organization attending that event. That was just a foregone conclusion in my own mind as to what I was expecting. So look, there's a number of different facets that I would tell you that are beneficial, and I can't stress the importance and the value. The overall sense of community at a destination event is also extremely comforting. We all live in a world filled with a lot of, call it what it is, it's just ignorant people when it comes to our industry. And that can get discouraging at times. I mean, when we go to a bigger event, suddenly we're surrounded by people that, you know, think like we think, really, that have similar beliefs, hopes, dreams, aspirations, and positive attitudes. I mean, that's just, let's call it what it is. And spending time with this, you know, with the people that you've had a chance to fellowship with, it literally, you know, gives you a strength to make that next push, right? So once you understand how important these destination events that I refer to, and obviously we have a launch event coming up, that will help you build and develop and access your business, you need to learn how to effectively promote them to your business, your organization. It's really very simple. The more people from your group that attends events, the more money you're going to make in our profession, okay? Top leaders, I will tell you, always know exactly how many people they have attending the event and make sure that they grow that number at every event. Now, if you think about it, if you just take two distributors and each of them have 100 people that they've personally been responsible for driving to the event. Just give you an example. So let's just take an example of the mindset. Let's take a distributor A, and they make it a priority to get everyone to attend every major destination event. And distributor B doesn't, you know, they don't make it a priority. They only make it to a handful of events. So which of these two groups do you think, we'll take it brand partner A and brand partner B, which of the two do you think is going to be more successful? And it's not even a close first or second in the contest. The first step to developing the culture is to make sure that you promote people to those events. And I promise you, they will go through some of the same experiences that you've gone through in their own personal development. They're going to go through some of the same wake-up moments and the same positive feedback that they are needing to get at the event as well. And it will have nothing to do with you, but because they were focused in on coming to the event, it just makes a huge difference. So, look, when I first got involved in what I know to be now a profession, I didn't know how I was going to do all that was required to make every event. I just knew that I was going to. I'll never forget the first time I went to an event. You know, my former business partner, to his credit, didn't give me any reason to, he didn't give me any leeway to back out. And believe me, I was a busy guy. I owned a health club and a physical therapy practice, fairly well known at that time, with a lot of appointments. There was a ton of reasons that would have made it difficult for me to go. Okay. And I had the same obstacles that everyone else has. But the reality is that, you know, you find that the all the excuses in the world are the same for most. I mean, if over the years, I will tell you that I've heard just about every excuse that you can possibly come up with for not making an event. It ranged from finances to time to dedication to what they currently had to a personal event in someone's life. I mean, there's the list is long and high. And I knew that when I was first approached with going to an event, it was not easy for me because, look, in some cases, just the cost of getting on an airplane for me at that time in my life and, you know, having the wherewithal to, you know, even the cost of the tickets for those events were far greater than what we're charging. But nevertheless, there were just things. There was stuff. There was life. There was who I was going to get to, you know, take care of my personal clients. That was always a concern. Who was going to make sure that they covered the duties that I was always managing? It was just disruptive in my mind to be able to pull myself out of my world and to do what was required to come to an event, okay? But the bottom line was this, and the advice I received all those years ago worked because here's the deal. I was very ambitious and hungry, and I figured out a way in my own mind to do what was required of me to have success because it clicked in my head that there were things that I was probably going to be doing that the majority of people were not willing to do. And I connected the dots between myself and those decisions and the key leaders and those professionals that were having great levels of success. So I stopped paying attention to the minutia and the reasons and the excuses that the majority of people gave, and I started focusing in on the areas of the few things that made the most difference in the people that were having the greatest success. That's what I started paying attention to. And once I did that, I recognized that people created their own area of prioritization. They were dedicating their own mind. Everybody had 24 hours a day. I did, they did. What they were doing and the success that they were having with my own skill set, my own personality, is what I wanted to integrate, right? So I started recognizing that the way that I was going to have success was to have the majority of the people in the room. So when I came to a conference, I'll never forget, there was about 400 or 500 people there. And the thing that stood out to me was all those people in that room, and someone gave me great advice. They said, hey, Barry, it's really this simple. Just make sure that at the next event, you have the same exact amount of, you see this room? This room can double and triple in size. And it was early in the development of the company. We are launching a brand new company. I don't know the exact amount, guys, of who we're going to have or how many people are going to be at this particular event, but it's going to be far bigger than any event that we've had before. And all I had to ask myself back in, you know, 1992 was how could I make sure that I had the majority of the people in that room in my organization? What could I do to give the people in my group the best opportunity for success? And what could I do to make sure that the majority of the people in that room were going to be in my group? Now, it didn't happen overnight. The next event I came to, literally I had about 10 people, and then 10 evolved into about 45 to 50, and then 50 then became hundreds at the next event. I literally had, and I at some particular point in time as we get into our WBRX Academies, which will be a training school dedicated to the development of this business as we go, we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about that at this upcoming launch event. So what we would do is we would literally take the time to make sure that people would come and get the information they need and then go back and bring more people. But at the event, we had, I think, about 2,000 people, and I was able to sit back and look and see that about half of that group was in my organization. Over 500 people flew in from Holland all the way, for these events. And they were educational events that would literally provide the same exact detailed information that we're going to be providing at these upcoming events. And so now that we're a launch company and we've got our brand partners, but we also have our founders, we have the people that we're going to spearhead the growth of this organization with, we now can roll accordingly. And so the key to the game of promoting events is to make sure that you do the things necessary so that when you come into that room that you can point as to how many people in that room are in your organization. And the more people you have in that room that are within your organization, I promise you, the more money you're going to earn. Promoting events begins when you actually start the business. This morning, every one of you were promoted to this call. I think that most of you received probably a text and an email. And some of you had personal conversations either with Sean or myself. And that's what we're doing to cultivate and grow a culture to build our organization. You duplicate that effort as you're building your organization, and you'll be shocked and amazed at how quickly it explodes. Now, here's the key, and here's something that's kind of fun. Let's just take a guy like, let me take Vincent Sinisi, for example, he and Aaron, okay? And Aaron's really probably more responsible for building the business. But we went to an event at their home, and they had 25 people there. And the light went on in my head. I said, okay, hey, wait a minute. Sean, we have someone that knows how to build for an event that they're personally doing. Now, what they're doing is they're working with some key people within their organization that want to commit and get involved. And they're just going to designate a certain amount of tickets that they're going to have, that they're going to buy, and they're going to give to people within their sphere of influence. And what they're going to be able to accomplish by having a strong group at that event is they're going to cascade and grow their organization beyond the event. You're going to see the month of November, December, January, the growth that will exist in that organization because they're promoting for the event. They've gotten involved. They've recognized that the way that they can build their business. And I think that as a result of that event, we already have several people that have not only tried the product, become customers, but are now looking at doing some pretty significant things in our business. So those are things that have become fluid and knowledgeable to them. And they're saying, wait a second, what does that mean to the growth of our business? Well, watch this. That's just two people. That's Vincent and Aaron, okay, but they're a couple, right? They're married, and they've got children, and they're in the organization. But what does that mean for everybody that's genealogically upline from them? What does that mean for Jenny? Well, Jenny's got people, and Jenny had a lot of things going on in life on that particular night. Sean and I were at the event. Jenny was not able to make that event, but the event went forward regardless, and she becomes the beneficiary of whatever they do and what occurs within that organization. And the same thing is true for example, Sarah and Jeff. They've got people within their organization. When those people start duplicating what Sarah and Jeff are doing to have groups of people coming to their home, it's game over. And the way that you can cultivate that culture is to have people come to these events. Now, what's great about what's going on with Sarah and Jeff is that helps them build their organization, but guess who else it helps? That helps Dave Preddy and Bridget Wiley. That helps them. right? And not only does it help them, but that also helps Jenny. So you can see chronologically how this thing starts to build and grow, right? And so that organization, that line is blowing up because you've got leadership that's become anchored within an organization who are promoting events. And in many of the cases, most of the cases, they may not necessarily be doing the presenting themselves. I know that Sarah, she's doing the presenting at her events, which is phenomenal. I mean, man, we're, you know, you can't believe the amount of energy and enthusiasm we have about the fact that she's able to come, you know, present at her own events. But the more people you have within your organization that are actually promoting events, conducting the presentations, that are doing what's required to find prospects, helping those prospects become involved in the business, all those people are doing is refining their skills. And by the way, a little secret, this industry and this business allows you to make as much money as you want to make as long as you can duplicate the simplicity of teaching people these skills. And I promise you there is a literal fortune in promoting events. Now, you'll see this as we continue to grow the organization as a whole. And Sean reminded me, he said, Barry, you know, I can still remember coming to the academies that we had before, and there was 200, 300, 400 people at the event. And these were learning environments. These were just weekend events at a nice hotel where we just bring people, get them out of their world. We try to get them to shut down their technology a little bit and just take enough time to immerse themselves into exactly, for example, in our case, how does the endocannabinoid system work, right? And if you can imagine taking notes and having thorough Q&A time and educational information from people like Dr. Patel, Dr. Jasani, Dr. Poonsalon, obviously they play a vital role in helping you orchestrate and build your organization because of product knowledge. But what about having the knowledge and the skill set required to teach people how to promote for events? Teaching people our six-step marketing program, teaching people what's required to develop the skill of prospecting, teaching people what's required to develop the skill of actually presenting the business, teaching people the skill of the follow-up. These skills that we're talking about in these wake-up morning calls are the key that allow people to duplicate the success. It's not Barry. It's not Sean. These are skills that we've had to personally refine, and it's all about duplicating those skills. I'll just tell you, we have people within the organization, I know without a doubt, are better at some of these things inherently and naturally than Sean and I are. I've watched it. They have a skill, a natural skill to be able to get involved, and they create relationships and excitement and fun with people probably better than we do. And there's other people that are really, really effective at leading and guiding and directing because they adhere to those principles, and it's just innately natural for them. So it all really just depends upon the individual. Guys, I've taken about an hour of time, and I know that we could continue on this subject. I can't convey enough how important it is that you take the time to go out and really promote for this upcoming event. The more people you personally have in your organization at this upcoming event, I promise you, the results will become relevant in your pay. It always has and always will be the case. And I wanted to make sure that we kind of concluded the skills in this particular call here today, taking a little bit more time to do it. And just want to encourage all of you. I want to tell you, first of all, how excited and happy we are that we can be partnered with you in this endeavor, and how excited we are to be building Wellness Biosciences Rx, and how excited we are to be working directly with those of you that are on the phone. So thank you very much for taking the time to come to our 8:30 wake-up call. And we'll be here next Monday morning at 8:30, and we'll be covering a whole different series and topics of information that will be relevant for you and for you and the people that you would bring to the call in your organization that would get value for this. This will be available on a podcast. You'll be able to download it. Just go to wherever you get your podcasts from, Wellness Biosciences Rx. It's a Google-driven podcast, and it'll be available to you with that. So with that said, thank you so much. God bless. Have a phenomenal day and a phenomenal week, guys, and we'll talk with you very soon. God bless.